Hi, GWA. I'm back for another totally unofficial audio questionnaire. It's early afternoon, so if you can, I'm not sure if you can hear that, but the birds are chirping again. I'm just gonna take that as a background music. Here goes the questions. Many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios? I have to say I only listen to them in bed. I blush way too easily, and if I am listening to it outside, I'm gonna feel like I'm 100% naked walking outside with a bright red face and everything, so I'm afraid I'm not that adventurous that way. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. I don't think I've had a bad sex partner. Well, first off, I'm inexperienced, so, you know, there aren't that many to go with. And then I'm just gonna say no. Question 3. How personally connected are you to GWA members? Check, tell us. All that applies, and answer whether the connection was one. Oops, my laptop decided to go to sleep. Check all that apply and answer whether the connection was one of just friendship, friends with benefits, or purely sexual. I haven't made contact with anyone from GWA. I've only sent and received private messages or commented. So I guess I haven't made contact with anyone from GWA. I mean, I'm in New Zealand. I'm in the no man's land. I have exchanged private mail with a GWA member. Private mail, so yeah, private messages count. Yes, I have. Quite a few. I think when you post audios, you get more private messages than comments. So obviously I have. I have exchanged email with a GWA member. I haven't exchanged email with anyone I've sort of met online. Emails, yeah, no, I haven't. I have chatted using immediate messages with a GWA member. No, I haven't done that either. I have exchanged audio files, fantasies with a GWA member. No, the only ones that I have are the ones that are public. I feel like I should keep my own little stash, maybe next time. But it's hard to keep them to yourself, or keep it for someone else. I mean, if I recorded anything, I'd want to share it. I have chatted via an audio program with a GWA member. I've chatted with other people on Reddit, but not necessarily a GWA member. I've talked on a phone with a GWA member. Again, that's not exactly doable. I'm in New Zealand. I have Skyped audio and video or used a Skype-like program with another GWA member. No, I have not. I have personally met with a GWA member. No, I have not. In order, rank your 3 favorite sex positions and explain why they are your favorites. First one is missionary. It's very intimate. You get a lot more eye contact. And you know, you're face to face and everything. My second one would probably be doggy, but sort of, you know, you're both lying face down flat. I like a lot of touch and sensation. I don't like the sort of, you know, just humping kind of thing. I'm trying to decide between cowgirl and sort of standing up. I guess it depends. I like both, but not. I can't. I'm gonna put them both on number three. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording, for example, when Dirty Girl Secret asks if she may suck your cock, or asks if you need extra tutoring? Do you nod your head or while you're touching yourself? Do you nod your head or otherwise answer them while you are touching yourself? Yes, I have. I respond in many different ways. I'd mumble things. I'd whimper things. I'd giggle, and I try to do things sort of in the scenario that the audio comes in, so, you know, the whole fantasy is fulfilled. When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? I think the first one is just the face and hair. Because, you know, that's a really big area. And then the second one would be eyes. Because, you know, you're closer and you can see each other's eyes. The third one would just general body shape and posture. I guess from a distance, that's what usually happens. Yeah. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Were you hard or wet? If you haven't had one, is it something you'd like to have? I've been to a male strip club. I haven't been to a female strip club yet. But I haven't had a professional give me a lap dance. It'd be fun to have, but I just haven't had one yet. And to be honest, I think like a personalized lap dance is a lot better, because I feel like professional lap dance, it's a little too professional, and I end up not feeling much for it. Yeah, you know, because I've watched very closely as we bought a lap dance for a friend who we end up going to a strip club on her birthday, and yeah, it wasn't that appetizing. Yeah, so I'd probably try it out. But I don't know where to go from there, and I'd probably prefer to have someone that actually there is a sexual connection to give me a lap dance instead. What is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie, and what made it so sexy? Mainstream movie? Oh, there are so many. A lot of them are really sexy. I think Eva Green, the first person that comes to mind would definitely be Eva Green. She is, oh my god. And I think there is a scene in, I think it was 300. It was a rather rough scene, and that was very, very hot. I loved it. I do love to be manhandled sometimes. Is there a sex position or kind of sex, for example anal sex, that you told yourself you'd never do, enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy it? Again, I'm inexperienced, so there are a lot of things that I'd like to try out. I generally don't say no to things unless I've experienced it and decided then if I like it or not. So, the general things, I'd like to try them all, but how and if I'll enjoy it, I guess it'll depend. Last question. Without mentioning names, unless you like to, how many GWA members have managed to ever enter your sexual fantasies? If your answer is none, is a fantasy partner a specific someone or someone non-specific? Yes, the answer is definitely yes. Number one is Bourbon Neat. I think I started off getting into his audios earlier than anyone else, and he's always been top of the list. There are a few others. But the most prominent one would be Bourbon. Most of the time I don't have a specific fantasy partner. Yeah, even wet dreams, it would always be sort of someone with a blurred face. So there you go. I think this one is a lot shorter. I hope that tickled your fancy. I'd be recording a few more if you'd like to listen to them. And I'll try to post them in a way that it doesn't just completely fill GWA up with all of my posts, so I don't spam everyone with my stupid little questionnaires. But I'll see you in the next one. I hope you enjoyed.